The Patriots still have some work to do to get that number one seed, and they'll get going on New Year's Day in Miami. Now, last year when the Patriots were in this situation, closing out the season down in Miami, they used a very curious game plan. Almost all on the ground. Tom Brady only threw the ball 5 times in the first half. I don't expect that to happen this time around, but if it does, if Bill Belichick decides he wants to run the ball again, this time I think he has the pieces to do it. First of all, LeGarrette Blount and Deion Lewis have given him a good 1-2 punch out of the backfield. And secondly, Miami has been god-awful stopping the run all season long. 30th in the league against the run. So if the Patriots want to go conservative, if they want to go back to that high school kind of game plan that they used last year, they're going to be a lot more successful doing it this time around. But the Patriots defense, they better be prepared for a high school game plan because that's what Miami is all about. They want to run the football with Jay Ajayi, and they have a backup quarterback in Matt Moore at the helm. So I expect a little bit of a conservative approach for the Dolphins. That's how they've gotten here. They've shortened the games. They've relied on Ajayi. He's made a lot of big plays on the ground, but the Patriots have been really, really stout against the run. Last week, they had a little bit of a problem with the Jets, but not too much. They haven't allowed any big plays, and that's what Miami feasts on. Ajayi has had a lot of long runs this year. That's how he's piled up the 200-yard games. The Patriots, quite simply, haven't allowed any. Only one 10-yard run in the last 5 games. That's not going to be a problem for the Patriots. They're stout up front. They keep that going, and they're going to contain this Miami offense. Now, when you get to prediction time here, this is a pretty simple one for me. Miami, I have a lot of respect for what the Dolphins have done under first-year coach Adam Gase. They're 10-5. They've won 9 of the last 10 games, but I got to tell you, this is not a really good football team, and that's why I have so much respect for what they've done. They've done it by being tough, playing as a team, being physical, and not giving in. They got off to a tough start. They didn't let that derail the season, and they got themselves to the playoffs. They're a +4 point differential, 10-5, and they're only +4. That tells you a lot about how these games have gone for Miami. They've beaten a lot of bad teams by close scores. The Patriots show up. They do exactly what they did last week. They're focused on the game, and they're going to come away with a 27-17 victory.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.